about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God. To begin with, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do, but not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. All of Psalm 1. Then looking, continuing in Psalm, the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And then Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you can be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Lord, thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed and the tremendous gift your word is to each and every one of us. Thank you for the many ways your word is a gift to the world and to the universe. Thank you for the many ways your word blesses us and, empowers us and floods us with light, grace, and peace. Thank you for the many ways your word is a weapon whereby we can walk in victory in every area of our life. Your word is all these and so much more. Your word is you. And thank you for the gift of you in our lives. Father, thank you for the privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer and to pray your word back to you every single day. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Anoint us afresh with the spirit that would encourage us to be the diligent students of your word that you've called us to be. And anoint us afresh with the spirit of obedience that we would be faithful hearers and doers of your word continually. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Mark Ost. Mark is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Lord God, I thank you again for this opportunity to serve you, to speak in your name, to share the word, and to share the experiences of your servants, and hopefully an encouragement of all who are listening today. God, I pray that this broadcast or podcast would serve to draw people closer to you, would serve your purposes, and would glorify you, because that's all we want to do, Lord God. Help us to do that today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're honored and blessed to have with us once again as our in-studio guest, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. She's the director of the Night Watch Ministries, and she wears lots and lots of hats, and it's always good to have her. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you once again for inviting me back.
Always good to have you. And if you'll take a few moments to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and Night Watch Ministries, please take the time to do that at this time.
Well, as soon as I stop shedding a few tears, because when I hear the word of God now, because it's his breath, and it just makes me weep because I feel his breath. Mm-hmm. But my name is Herdecine Gorey. I am with the Night Watch Ministry. And as I say each time I come, the first time I came, I was dealing with post-aborted women, because there are so many suffering from having an abortion.
In other words, much of the focus of your ministry was largely post-abortive women.
Yes.
Okay.
And then especially that brokenness, because so often people don't even know they have gone through that trauma, but all the signs are there, and the Holy Spirit always revealed the ones who suffering and the reason behind it, because it's always a root. But since that time, God have just spread the ministry out in so many different ways. We deal with the prayer for so many. We fast and pray for the one that's in prison. Matter of fact, one about 7 years ago, they had given her 30 years, year for year. Mm-hmm. And we prayed, fasted for her, communicated with her, sponsored her, and God just turned everything around. She got out in 13 years. Mm-hmm. So prayer, which moves mountains, because mm-hmm. we truly believe in prayer and praying in faith. Mm-hmm. And since that time, it's so many different other things. Like I said, prayer for the one that's in need. Now we have gone into for hospice now, because that's where God have called us. And it's just so many things that God have directed us to do, because the field is so vast and it's just so ripe, and he needs some laborers out there. And so we are willing to go where he calls us to go. So the ministry is about now doing the will of the Father.
Amen. Amen. In other words, whatever he tells you to do.
Whatever he tells me to do, I say, okay, Lord, okay, just strengthen me to do it.
Amen.
Just strengthen me to do it. And I must say, when he tells you to do something, the enemy will always attack to try to make, put something in your path if it's not feeling so good that day or something to try to stop you from going to do the Father's will. Mm-hmm. But over the few years, I just have heard the Holy Spirit say, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he calls me to do, just trust me. Even the night before, when I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get dressed to go where he sends me, He just said, trust me. And sure enough, by the time that time gets there, I'm able to do it. Because not in my strength, but in his strength.
Mm. Well, again, it's always good to have you to come in. And would you take a moment now to pray for our listeners and pray that all that will hear the broadcast, that the Spirit of God would speak directly to them, whatever God wants to say to them, that they would have ears to hear and receive from the Holy Spirit through the broadcast.
Once again, Holy Spirit, welcome in this place, because if you are not here, it's no need for us to even pray, but you are here, Lord Jesus. And right now, I'm asking you to open the eyes of every listener's understanding so they can hear you, Lord. Because there's such a vast need for the ones to hear you, because the world is telling them one thing, and they are believing the world over your word. And right now, Lord, just breathe on each one your word. Father, open the eyes of their understanding, move the scales from their eyes, Lord. And Father, also move the scales from their ears, but most so from their heart, so they can receive you, Father, because there's freedom in you, Lord Jesus. And this is the only place we can find peace. As you said, Lord Jesus, you left your peace with each one of us. And right now, Lord Jesus, just breathe on each person listening, no matter when it may be, and let them feel your touch. In your holy and precious name, I give you praise, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And today, in part, we're going to be looking, largely looking at the topic of the tremendous gift of God's Word. And as we start off, part of what I'm wanting to do, as I often do, is I'll share articles that we've written and put on the AFA stand, which are discipleship tools. And we regularly want to encourage our listeners, email us if you want to get a copy of the article, because the article, of course, is supposed to be a resource, a spiritual growth and kingdom resource for you to use in discipleship in your own life, for your family, and for you to share with others as well. The title of this article, and if we have to go into the break and pick up on the other side, we'll do that. But the title of this article is The Arsenal of the Word of God. Again, The Arsenal of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Again, 2 Corinthians 10:4. Then Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Again, Ephesians 6:17. Then Ephesians 6:14-20. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:14-20. What is an arsenal, and how could the written word of God contain one? Interesting question. Definitions of the word arsenal include the following. 1, a collection of weapons and military equipment stored by a country, person, or group. And 2, a place where weapons and military equipment are stored or made. We're going into a break, and we'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. We'll be right back.
Bread of life, sent down from glory, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on.
Sent down from glory, on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bring
sent down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
The music of Fred Hammond, You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. And we're picking up again, sharing an article, and then we'll be expounding on it. But the title of the article, The Arsenal of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Again, 2 Corinthians 10:4, Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6:17, then Ephesians 6:14-20. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:14-20. What is an arsenal, and how could the written word of God contain one? Interesting question. Definitions of the word arsenal include the following. Number one, a collection of weapons and military equipment stored by a country, person, or group. And number two, a place where weapons and military equipment are stored or made. In considering the reality that life in this world is full of spiritual warfare, believers would be wise to do the following. Learn and comprehend what the spiritual weapons are that are available to us, faithfully and faithfully use them as a lifestyle in order to walk and live a life of victory. In other words, followers of Christ need to know what is in our spiritual arsenal and where to put those weapons to work in our lives every single day. We are to diligently start using them on the battlefields of life. Some people may think, I don't like the idea of having to deal with spiritual warfare. Well, like it or not, we face it every day of our lives. Whether we like it or not, war has come to us every day. What are some of those spiritual weapons? And what are some of the ways we are to put those weapons to work? The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 6:17. Some of the ways to utilize the sword of the Spirit include, number one, reading the Word daily. See Psalm 1:1-6. Number two, hearing the Word daily. See Matthew 11:15. Number three, believing the Word daily. See Romans 1:16. Number four, speaking the word daily. See Matthew 4:1-11. Number five, praying the word of God daily. See 1 John 5:14-15. Number six, obeying God's word daily. See James 1:22. And number seven, meditating on the word of God daily. See Psalm 1:2. Praise and thanksgiving are spiritual weapons as well. See 2 Chronicles 20:22. Joy is a powerful spiritual weapon. See Nehemiah 8:10. Faith is a spiritual weapon. See 1 John 5:4. Walking in love is a spiritual weapon. See 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. Obviously, the spiritual weapons pointed out here are just a few. There are many more referred to in God's Word. A very important truth to know and understand is that when we put to use these spiritual weapons, we're building up the kingdom of God. Also, as we use these weapons, we're doing battle against the kingdom of darkness. So this is one of the many reasons that every disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ needs to be a diligent student of God's word. We would be wise to continually learn more about the spiritual weapons found in the word of God. We must continually learn more about how to do battle with every spiritual weapon we have, because spiritual conflict is not something we deal with only from time to time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find a powerful example of a king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, who wisely used spiritual weapons to defeat a wicked invading army. This account in Scripture powerfully illustrates that when we faithfully and wisely use weapons from our spiritual arsenal, as found in the Word of God, we can see great victory in our lives. We encounter spiritual warfare every day and everywhere we go. Let's be faithful to be kingdom warriors who know how to take some of the weapons we have in the Word of God and use them to walk in victory. Again, the title of that article is The Arsenal of the Word of God. If you want to get a copy, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, for you to use for your personal walk with God, for discipling your family, and also to forward and share with coworkers on the job and maybe fellow church members and others that you may know, saved and unsaved, because again, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, can work on any and everybody in wonderful, wonderful ways. Evangelist Hurston, would you take a moment to pray for believers to grow in their understanding of the need to put God's powerful Word to work in their lives every single day?
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Without your Word, we have nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Without your breath, we can't survive. And Father, right now, so many need the arsenal of your Word, because Jesus used the Word so Satan would flee. And if Jesus had to use the Word in order for Satan to flee, we know that we have to use it.
Yes, Lord.
And right Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, the ones who's battling a spiritual warfare of fear and doubts, uncertainties, Lord. Father, guide them to the Word. You are our only guide, Lord Jesus, and pull them to Jesus, Lord, so they can feel the comfort and peace of His presence. And right now, Lord, the one who's listening right now that's struggling, Father, not even wanting to live because fear have them gripped, Lord.
Thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
Let them hear the Word, Lord. You know exactly how you're going to do it, because
Thank
there's
you,
nothing
Jesus.
Impossible with you, Lord Jesus.
You,
and Father,
Jesus.
Comfort the ones that, Father, doesn't even know which one way they will even feed their families today, Lord Jesus. Let them
Jesus.
Remind them that you multiply. Remind
yes,
them
Lord,
of the fish
Jesus.
And the few loaves of bread, Lord
Jesus.
Remind them. Remind the ones,
Thank
Father,
you,
who
Jesus.
Just can't see beyond
Jesus.
Today, Lord Jesus. It's not
Jesus.
For us to see, because you're in charge of tomorrow. And right now, Lord, just comfort each one with your peace
Thank
that you have given
Jesus.
Us, your joy that's free to each
Jesus.
One of us. Father, hold each one
Thank
in the feathers
Jesus.
Of your wings. Rock them, Father, just like
Thank
a baby.
Jesus.
You are our Father, and we
Thank
depend
you.
On you, and we can do nothing without you. And I just want to thank you right now, Lord Jesus. In your holy, precious, unfailing name, loving name, Father, name above all names, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you for every believer listening. Anoint us all afresh with a spirit of wisdom and grace that would stir us to be wise enough to fully utilize the wonderful gift of your Word every day for the weapon that it really, really is. Help us to know we desperately need to be using it, because again, the devil has no defense
Jesus.
Against your Word when wisely and correctly used. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Evangelist Hurston, what thoughts that come to your mind as we're talking about this topic and why it's so important for believers to grasp?
It is so important now, because so many are falling away from the faith because they were believing in man. They were believing in denomination rather than in Jesus Christ. So there are so many that's fallen away, and God is showing himself to each one of us in such amazing ways. And I'm reminded of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and I believe it's the 13th verse, where God said, "Who else have held the ocean in their hands? Who else know the weight of the mountain?" Only he does, and is letting us know there's nothing out of his control as long as we put it in his hands. And there's nothing impossible for him, no matter what warfare is going on. And the Word is so important, because the Word is our weapon. It's our weapon against everything we're struggling with. If we are feeling bad, it's our weapon of healing. If we are being attacked, is our weapon of protection. Mm-hmm. If we are in fear, it's our weapon of covering our minds and heart. We cannot do without the word, because the word is the breath of God. And you can literally feel his breath. And he wants us to feel it in such amazing ways, because I just see God right now more active than I have ever felt in my life. You can literally feel him just with every breath that you take. And when you read the word, when you were reading the word earlier, you saw my tears coming. Because the word is just so, that love, the love that he gives to us through the word. And it's so much love, it's so much compassion, it's so much everything that we need. We cannot do without it.
That's so true. You know, and there's so many things that you've touched on that are important for us as believers to grasp. You know, I think of this just like, for example, John 1:1 lets us know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word of God is Jesus. And so you could say then Jesus is our arsenal, and Jesus is God, and he can do anything. So we're wise to allow him just to be God in our lives and to flow through us to accomplish his will. And we can see victory in every area of our lives as we simply allow Jesus to be who he is in and through our lives.
But so often we have that box mentality, that box mentality. We put who Jesus is and the Holy Spirit in a box. And we don't let them get outside of that box, because we only think about what we can see or what someone else have said, rather than digging into the word. Literally, I always say eating the word. And we can eat the word because it's our food. So rather than having that box mentality, we need to open the door to the box. Matter of fact, we need to get a hammer and destroy the box. Because as his word said, his word is like a hammer. It breaks the rocks in two. And when we get past that box mentality, then we can see Jesus. We can see the Holy Spirit as nothing is impossible. I can walk on the water because there's nothing impossible with him. And getting to that point is so beautiful. You know, tonight at sundown is the last day of Passover. So for the last week, I always love sitting out watching what God's doing. But just watching the sun go down each day during Passover, you can literally feel his breath and literally hear him say, I'm giving this day a rest. You can literally hear him speaking, and he just paints beautiful, beautiful designs for us to know, I'm real. I'm alive. I live. I breathe. And when the world realizes that the enemy can do anything to us, because the enemy breath relies on our Savior also, and he protects us. So that's the beauty. You want me to keep going on? I can go on forever, the beauty of our Savior.
Well, you know, you're touching on so many important things, and I think you specifically mentioned about the Word of God as the breath of God. It's so helpful to grasp that, because you know, God's Word is, it's the Word of God is Jesus, it's the sword of the Spirit, and many, many things, and it's good to study the Word of God to learn what God's Word says about itself, because there's benefit behind every title, every truth. And the fact is, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit are vitally, they're one. And so when you're reading the Word of God, you're breathing the breath of God.
Exactly.
And how often do we breathe? All the time. How often do we need to breathe? All the time.
Try holding your breath.
And you know, sometimes, you know, you hear somebody ask a question like, well, what's more important, inhaling or exhaling? Well, both are extremely important because, again, that's the way we breathe. But inhaling and exhaling, both the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. And so the reading and studying of God's Word, the speaking of God's Word, praying God's Word are much more important than it seems that most all any of us grasp. The reading and studying of God's Word is to be a critically important part of the life of every believer in all the world.
And earlier, as I was talking to Mark, what's the purpose of having the good news in here if you don't open it up and spread it?
That's right. That's right.
And just like he goes knocking on doors on Sunday, inviting someone to see who Jesus is. And this is, you know, we can read the word, we can digest the word, we can meditate on the word. But if we don't share the word,
that's right.
What purpose is it? Because we just put it back into that box mentality.
That's right.
God, he wants us to be who he says he is, and he wants us to be that salt. He wants us to be that light. And wherever we go, whoever we meet needs to know if when we open our mouth, whatever we do, that we are the representative and the vessel of Jesus Christ.
That's
and
right.
That's what's more important than memorizing every scripture. Matter of fact, I know this lady that can tell you the page of every scripture in the Bible. She can give you the page of the scripture. But it's living it. That's important.
Living it out every day. That's right. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Hillsong with Oceans. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. And Evangelist Herdiseen, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Night Watch Ministries, how can they do that?
They can write me at 203 Road 1203, Nelaton, Mississippi, or they can call me at 662-963-3805, or they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page.
All righty then. And tell our listeners the title, at least the books that are available, the books. Now, I remember Morning Bird Song is your last book.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
So Morning Bird Song. What are some other titles of books you've written?
My Daily Adventures with God. That was my 33-day journey of healing. And the second one is above the clouds, walking in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And who do you feel like in particular you would encourage to get the books? I guess you could say everybody. So, but the books, of course, I guess I would say this, that your books are very devotional in nature, very spiritually encouraging from my perspective, though. But what would you want to say to help people realize that a book like the books that you've written would encourage them in faith? What would you share with our listeners?
Well, mainly, as a child, I have always been a wanderer. And nature have always been amazing to me. Just the simplest little things just have always been amazing. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I took pictures of some clothes with the bumblebees a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always said, well, over the years I did this, but it's not. God calls us and he gives us different talents, mm-hmm. different talents and different gifts. So I think my anointing from before I was even born was watching him through nature,
mm-hmm.
because it is absolutely fascinates me, and I can hear God that way.
Mm-hmm.
And as Sunday I was in service and I was asking everyone, when you look at a rose that's open, do you see God? He's saying, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the birds singing, do you hear God? He's saying, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we see, everything we hear, everything we touch is God.
Mm-hmm.
And as Job, I think it's Job 41:11 says, no matter all our goodness can never be given back to God because it came from God.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in these books, it's looking at nature mm-hmm. and seeing God through everything, because mm-hmm. he is everything and he speaks through everything. So often we want to see the clouds and the angels coming, but God is in everything. It's not one thing
mm-hmm.
here on earth that God doesn't speak through, because he is everything.
And, you know, that's one more reason why it's so important for us to be diligent students of Scripture in it, because it's the more we read and meditate on the Word of God, and this is a helpful truth for us to remember, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are one. And so, amongst other things, the Holy Spirit is a fire, so that means the Word of God is a fire. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God, so that means the Word of God is the breath of God as well. Well, think of this. The more you read the Word of God, the more the fire of God works on and within and upon your life. And so we should live in such a way that more and more the fire of God is burning upon us and through us and touching the world. God wants to use all of us. And a key is the Word of God is the power through which we get the work and the will of God done. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. And again, they're one. And so the more we're in the Word of God, the more it helps us to see that God really is everywhere, and he's in every circumstance and in every situation as well.
And I would looking this up, so because I would like to read it rather than trying to see it,
mm-hmm.
out of Job 41:11, and this is one of my favorite scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Who have given me anything that I need to pay back? Everything under heaven is man's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it lets us know we can't be too good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nothing does he have to pay back to us, because everything is his. And just to look at a cloud and just see the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. Then I'm thinking about Nahum, where he said, the clouds are the dust under God's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in nature is in the scriptures.
Mm.
And God is speaking through everything.
Through everything. And, you know, I think of this too, that it's so vitally important for us to understand that, you know, spiritually speaking, we're to be dependent on God continually. You know, in the natural, we think of that children grow up and they need to become independent of their parents. Well, that's true in the natural. But when it comes to spiritual things, we're to be dependent all our life long. The most dependent person that ever walked the earth was Jesus Christ, and he was dependent on his Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And some people might think, well, why would he have to do that? That's the best way to live life. Totally plugged in to our Heavenly Father, walking with him step by step. That's how you live life to its fullest. You take every step with God.
Yes. And another amazing thing, when you look at Ruth, I think it's the second chapter in the 12th verse. Mm-hmm. God describes himself in so many different ways. He tells Ruth that under my wings, in my wings, you have taken refuge. Mm-hmm. He's letting us know he is the wings. Mm-hmm. He is. It's just amazing. God is so amazing that I just fall in love with him each day. Mm-hmm. When I walk out and just feel the breeze, when I just walk out and look at the flowers just blossoming, opening up from the night, I just get excited because mm-hmm. he's speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And he's speaking to anyone who would take time just to hear him speak. And what's so amazing, he speaks his love because mm-hmm. it's so beautiful. All you can do is just look at it and you can just hear him say, I love you. Mm. It's just that, who can fall in love with someone like that?
and you know, you're touching on so many important truths for us to grasp. You know, because I think of this, like, for example, for many people, including believers, if you'd ask them, where's your joy right now? Where would you rate your joy level on a scale from 1 to 10? Some people would literally say, mine is at 0. You know, how tragic. Because God says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as a believer, the Holy Spirit is a river of joy. And we can dip into that river anytime we want. And so if we lack joy, it's our fault. Because we can stir up our joy any time of the day through rejoicing, giving thanks to God, focusing on God, reading his word. All of those are means whereby our joy can flow more mightily in our lives.
Exactly. And when we can dip and dive into the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord, you don't need a swimming suit.
Mm-hmm.
You just
dive
right in and there it is. And what's so amazing about God, when we dive in, he said, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he invites us in with joy. Thank you for coming.
Mm.
It's just so, for instance, you know my husband and you know what he was going through for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't understand why I didn't, how I took his sickness and how I took his death.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't understand why I didn't fall out and scream and holler and mm-hmm. they didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And they would look at me and they would say, are you okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. And many would say, well, you know, she's just putting on. Why would I put on?
Mm.
The Holy Spirit said, trust me.
That's
and this
right.
is what I'm doing. Mm. So often when you do it God's way, people call you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it the world's way, they call you sane.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather be crazy mm-hmm. and do it God's way because there's peace and assurance there.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Did I want my husband to die? No.
Mm-mm.
But God chose it. So he said, trust me, and that's what I did, and this mm-hmm. is what I do. So I have trust him each day because I'm doing it his way,
Amen.
Not the world's way.
Amen.
And doing it his way, I have peace.
Mm-hmm.
I have joy.
And again, a key related to our overall topic, though, is that you keep following his wisdom found in his word,
yes.
and that's how you walk in peace,
yes.
joy, and fulfillment.
Yes.
Our time is about completely gone and kind of just flew by, as it typically does, though. So, but would you just take the next 30 seconds just to pray for listeners that they would just come to see the need for them to become rooted in God's word as a lifestyle?
Right now, Holy Spirit, you know exactly the ones who's calling out right now. You know the ones that hearts will be softened when they hear how much you love them and how much you care for them, Lord. And right now, Lord Jesus, pull them to you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Pull each one to you, Jesus. And Father, you don't want anyone to leave this life without knowing you. But more so, you don't want anyone to live this life without knowing you. Open the hearts of their understanding so they will receive you and know you in ways they have never felt any peace or joy in their lives. You are the way, the truth, and the light, Father. And right now, pull each one who's crying out to you, Father. In your holy name, I give you praise, Jesus, because you are faithful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important step of asking Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, you know you're not saved, today is a good day. Today is a great day to get saved, to fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you pray this prayer with me from your heart right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong. I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new and vibrant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. We do want to share that literature with you. Please, please get in touch with us. Again, joseph@afr.net. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, The Arsenal of the Word of God, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you listening in. Evangelist Herdesine, thanks once again for being with us today.
It was a blessing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.